Hello everyone, my name is Iris and welcome back to another episode of This Week Without V. I am joined by Webby.
Howdy.
Rob.
Hello.
And James.
Hi there.
And okay, I realize that's a very strange way to introduce an episode, but this is literally a week without me. We were told by Beatrice herself that she was going on vacation to London this week at the beginning of the week. So unfortunately, she's not available to record her podcast episode for this week, which is why she convinced us to do a podcast episode without her. And that's why this episode is going to be called This Week Without V, in which we are going to air all of our grievances with her, right?
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, yeah, be prepared, everyone, because you're going to find out things about me that you never expected to be true. I'm joking, obviously. That's not what we are here for. We are here today to talk about B. You know, B place. The star, the dream, the figure. What did I just call her the dream? That doesn't make sense. May get sued for infringing on some other YouTuber's trademark, I feel. But yeah, as you all know, we are, all of us are B's friends. So we thought, why not discuss in this episode, since B is not here to defend herself from our unconditional love, why not talk about what path in life led us to be and why we appreciate her? So, who wants to go first? Because I'm not gonna go first.
I have been lied to, tricked, bamboozled. I was told this would be a grievance thread.
I mean, we can air a grievance too if we want. But I think we are. I think B already did that with you two, not with me and James, though. For some reason,
she's afraid what you and James will say.
Yeah, I think she didn't. She decided to just cover her rear and not risk it.
Yeah, she was afraid I'd air all of her dirty secrets.
That's the secrets in there. Anyway. Shall, do you want to go first, Rob?
Sure.
Listen, I'll say I'm scared of this episode. I'm just letting you know that right now. You're saying that we're going to like talk about B since she's not here to stop us. She's going to come back and she's going to hear this.
Yeah, she's going to hear this and she's going to hold anything we say against us. So yeah, be careful.
B came about the back next thing the very, next, very day. Next day. We thought she was a goner, but the B came back the very next day. She just wouldn't stay away. Yeah, I know that's a very old song. But yeah, I mean, we're talking about like how we met B. Yeah, you said.
I think you're the first one of us, except for me, to like. Work with her. Okay, actually, you're the first one in that sense. You're the first one of us to work with her in a professional fashion as a content creator, if I remember correctly.
Right, back when I used to actually stream more. But yeah, I met her through John and Tamara, who she met first, because...
When was this?
It was a while, like 2017 or 18, somewhere around there, I think.
Cannot confirm. She started streaming with John and Tamara in like May 2017, I think, but I don't remember when she started like collaborating with you in particular.
Yeah. Well, I met her around that time. I don't think we did anything together for a little while after that, but yeah. So that's how I met her, because I'm a member of Distractions and she joined in with some of the stuff that John and Tamara were doing, who are obviously both also members of Distractions. So we met and we hit it off pretty good to start with. Like you said, we started content creating together. We were playing mostly Minecraft, which I normally not like Minecraft. Yeah, we played the Bed Wars all the time and Sky Wars. Yeah.
I remember she dragged you into that somehow.
Yep.
That would be unthinkable these days, isn't it?
Uh-huh. I mean, mostly, I didn't really like Minecraft. I don't like Minecraft because I don't really like surviving crafting games, but Bed Wars and stuff wasn't as bad because there wasn't a lot of that. It was like, oh, defend your bed or die. So I was like, okay, fine. I do remember, I still have some clips on my channel from fighting you in one of those Bed Wars games.
Yes, I remember. Good times. I enjoyed killing you in particular for some reason, even back then.
Yeah, I used to mostly just build around the bed and defend it because I was not that great at combat. Just one of the reasons why I don't really play anymore.
Yeah, you really enjoy being the what do you call it? What do people call it? Babysit?
Oh, the mom or whatever?
Stay-at-home mom,
yeah, that was it.
You will cover the bed while everybody else will be busy fighting other people and trying to push and break the beds. You were just happy building your little cute bed covers.
Yep. Then I managed to convince her to play some other things that I liked, like PUBG. We played that. We had a lot of fun. She always tried to kill us, her teammates. I made a song about it at Christmas, I remember.
I remember that. But I don't remember if she had the chance to play with Webby back then, because I know that Webby sometimes played with Sean on his stream.
Yeah, I played with B quite a bit. She has since told me... So I guess pretty early on when she first started doing stuff with distractions, she said she was intimidated by me. Her words, not mine. I feel like I'm going to get screamed at for saying that. So she kind of opted, you know, unless it was something that I was avidly joining, like PUBG, I played a lot of. I did play some of the earlier Minecrafts, not like the Bed Wars, but like the UHCs and things like that. But yeah, I mean, they all started getting into PUBG, that was, I mean, I played that a lot back then, so.
Wait, were you actually in a UHC? Because I don't seem to remember. I remember that John, Rob, and Tamara were in UHCs, but I don't.
Yeah,
I was in the MUHC, obviously.
Yeah, I was in the Christmas ones. And then I know one year we played, I want to say it was like Race for the Wool or something like that, where there's two teams on either side of a map and we had to pretty much progress while trying to shoot each other and kill each other from across the map.
I remember I was so proud of Race for the Wool because I got one of the wools and I was like, I never imagined this would happen. I was like, I figured I was going to die constantly and not do anything, but I actually got one of the wools for my team. I was like, yes, I'm good at this.
So, I mean, I did, I was part of all those, but
was I in that? I don't remember if I was in that, because I was in that Race for the Wool, but I don't know if there was another one afterwards that I may not have been in. Like in 2019.
I've only done one. I couldn't tell you who was in it, though. I don't remember. I'm very bad at Minecraft PvP stuff. A lot of my Minecraft enjoyment, I like going in there and just building stuff.
I mean, same. I've never been good at PvP myself.
Yeah.
I know that people don't believe me, but I'm bad at PvP.
I don't know, you whoop my butt.
I'm just gonna take advantage of any opportunities that come my way, we shall say.
I think I was I was in like 4 or 5, I think. And then I remember the last one I was in, Avalos got so mad at me because I died to lava, and then he almost immediately afterwards died to the same lava. Avalos, if you're listening, it's your own fault. You walked into the lava. Just do it.
It was a recorded, one of the proper recorded UHC, but I don't remember which one it was. But I remember the sequence. Good times. I sometimes miss doing UHCs, especially now that I have proper internet. Like, I could have so much fun now that I don't have to worry about thing being inconsistent and stuff like that, or losing my connection in the middle of a recording, which did happen a few times, I think. We need to do more stuff. We need to organize a new Distractions Media UHC system, not just as an end of year event. I feel like there is some unexploited potential here. Or maybe not, because we all end up hating UHC after we play.
PvP. Well, good luck getting Rob to play it is all.
I'm sure we can persuade Rob, right?
I'm just going to laugh and not answer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, so you're quietly admitting that it is possible to bribe you.
I mean, it depends on what and who is bribing me, but yeah, maybe.
Anyway, the common pattern I see here is that neither of you two remember exactly what your first ever B experience was.
No. It had to have been... Yeah, no, I can't. I can't remember the very first one.
Well, this is going well so far. But we do have the general idea that it was obviously doing collabs with Distractions Media, which was really John's fault.
Yeah,
it's something. It might have been the first live stream she was a part of, maybe. I really don't recall.
I will say, for the listeners, it's been years and years since this event. I have a hard time remembering last week.
Same.
Rob has a hard time remembering this morning.
Yep.
I can definitely relate to this.
I will say, B could easily walk in, you know, the next time we talk to her and be like, I met you here, I met you here, I met you here. I'd be like, I have to trust your word because I don't remember. So
yeah, she has a much better memory than she seems to give herself credit for. Too bad that John is not here. I should have invited John. He could have answered some of these questions. He will probably give me all the receipts. November 2016, I DM'd B on Twitter to ask her technical questions about hosting a UHC for Distractions Media, blah, blah, blah. I think that's how it went. I think we actually discussed this in call at some point this year.
But that sounds correct.
Yeah, it was probably for organizing the DM UHC. So, the next person will be James.
Okay, picture this. The year was 2020. It was January or February of that year, a time before masks. I was watching a Minecraft streamer named HBomb94, who ended his stream and decided to raid B because they were on the same server together. And for a couple months, I was just lurking. And then when was it? April 20th of 2020, to be exact. She was streaming and announced her sub server. So I immediately subscribed, hopped on the server to play, stayed in her audience for months, chatting with everyone. And then, when was that? May, I think, 17th or 18th, she DM'd me, thanking me for all the support I'd been giving. Then July came around, she sent out moderator applications, so I applied. I was the only one that got picked. And then things just kept going from there.
You must have made a really good impression on her to pick you of, like, literally any other candidates, because there must have been other candidates, I'm sure.
Probably.
So, basically,
I just remember the stream she was doing when she picked me. She was playing in a Minecraft single-player world, had just murdered a rare pink sheep.
Oh. Why does this sound familiar? Perhaps I was watching that stream. Sounds really familiar. Because I did lurk her streams at the time, even though I didn't have time to, you know, chat and stuff. But it sounds really familiar, the pink sheep, but
I just remember the chat was so angry at her.
Are you sure I wasn't
killing
in
the sheep?
What?
Are you sure I wasn't in the chat?
I mean, you could have been. I had no clue who you were back then.
So of course, chat was angry at her for killing the sheep. Pink sheep in Minecraft are really rare. They're like 0.5% chance of spawning naturally, I think. So if you find a pink sheep in Minecraft, you're basically the luckiest person in the world. Yeah. At least, that's what I would like to believe when I find one. It's actually really unlucky. But the point is, James, so basically, you could describe this whole thing, like you could sum it up as follows. You watched a streamer, and the streamer rated me, and you started watching this content, and you started playing on his sub-server.
Yep.
And then you became him mod.
Pretty much.
And how much did you regret your decisions?
None, but the funny thing is, I became mod in like July, August is when I officially like learned everything I was supposed to learn. September, she DM'd me asking if I would be interested in becoming head mod. I was like, I don't want to step on people's toes because there's been people modding for you that's been here much longer. And she's like, well, if you don't want to accept the position, well, just know in your head that you are it until I officially make you an admin.
Oh. I mean, for the people who don't know, James, I mean, I expect that everyone in the audience knows. Actually, maybe not. But for the people in the audience, James runs so many things on this community behind the scenes. I believe that he basically runs the whole Discord for her, and she just says yes and no to random things that he asks her. Is that correct?
Pretty much. Sometimes I don't even bother asking.
Yeah.
Hear that, everybody? James can just shadow ban you without B ever knowing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
B doesn't even know how many people we've banned from the Discord server.
I mean, that makes sense, because if you're running a community, the whole point is that you're running it on behalf of somebody else, so that somebody else doesn't have to micromanage every single aspect of the community on their own. Because for a content creator like the size of B, it could be extremely stressful to manage a community this large. How many people do you have on the Discord right now?
Let me go take a quick look. We currently have 31,671 members.
Jeez.
31,000 members on Discord alone.
And 3,051 bans.
Well.
Oh my gosh. And so on top of
like
that,
what,
never mind.
A little over 10%? Or no, 1%. But wait, how many was the full total?
Of bands or
no, of the members?
31,600 and something.
Okay, 31,000, so 0.5%.
Bear in mind as well that Beatrice on YouTube has 278,000 subscribers. So that community, the Discord community, is still small compared to the full extent of her community on YouTube. And of course, on Twitch, she has a bunch of followers. I don't know how many. I haven't checked in a while.
You said on Twitch? Probably,
yes.
What?
68,000 followers. But we don't know how many of those are regulars, obviously, on either YouTube or Twitch. But you still get an idea of the size of the community that James has the honor of running on behalf of V. So it's a pretty good, I mean, sorry, it's a pretty big job you have.
Pretty much I look at it as my job is to make sure B doesn't have to do anything.
And that's a very, what do you call it? It's a very noble job, I would say. Which leads us to the next person. So, this is my turn. I don't know how many people know the Jokes cast, but I used to watch the Jokes cast a lot. During like the past, back then, in the 2010s decade, I used to watch them a lot. And at some point, one of the members of the Jokes cast, because they are like this group of people, kind of like Distractions Media is a group of content creators, and people like Rob, Webby, and Dia, Palfe, and also me, actually, I'm also part of Distractions Media. The Just Cast are also a group of people. Back then, they were a little bit more like cohesive, I will say. But one of the members of the Just Cast, like Just Cast came that was known for playing Minecraft a lot, like in SMP style, like PvE, not PvP. At some point was invited into the EOC event for Halloween of that year. It was EOC season 5, I believe. James, do you remember?
I wasn't watching her back then.
Okay, I'm trying to find out EOC season 4. Let's see.
I did watch B back then, but I didn't really watch the Yogg's cast itself.
Yeah, I'm wrong. It's season 4 was Easter. That was the first season that B participated in, but I did not watch that. I know someone who did. The first season that Just Cast came and joined, and also the only season she ever joined, was Yoshi season 5, which was the Halloween season 4 2016. And the person that she got as her teammate was this woman called B Place. No, I mean, that wasn't her name back then, but it was B. The whole point is that it was B. And so B got invited to record with Just Cast Kim on Kim's channel to teach her the basics of Minecraft PvP in a speedy OHC game mode. And that's when I first, that was my first exposure to B's content. Because afterwards, I decided to check out this content. And also, obviously, I watched the UFC season. So, with V and Kim in a team together. They didn't win, sadly, but they came close. But that's how I started watching V. That was in October 2016. And by December 2016, I was in her Discord and watching her streams and stuff. So I believe at some point I started talking in her chats and on stream and in Discord, and she started to, you know, take notice of my existence. I think she may have registered me in her head as that weirdo who speaks Spanish, because I don't think there were many people in her community at the time that spoke Spanish or were bilingual at all. I know there were people who spoke French, I think. But I think I was the only one who spoke Spanish. So she started to take notice of me, and we started like chatting on her stream and stuff. I remember back then, K community was really small compared to what it is now. It was very different. But at some point in late January 2017, she posted a call for applications for them. For new moderators, because she wanted new moderators. So I applied. And because she knew me already from watching her streams and stuff, she actually chose me as one of her new mods in February 2016. I believe it was in February 17, specifically, or 16, one of those. I don't know why I remember the specific date, more or less. Oh yeah, it was because, yeah, there was a whole incident there with a hornet flying into her room in the middle of the call when she was about to look at the moderator applications, and we all had fun laughing at her, panicking over a hornet. She's gonna kill me when she hears me talking about this.
You can kill all of us, so it's fine.
I know she doesn't like when I poke fun at her fear of bugs. But yeah, I found it really funny. Although, to be perfectly honest, I have seen what hornets really look like. We don't have hornets in my country. Once you call hornets over there, seem a bit terrifying. And I'm already afraid of wasps in real life. I'm afraid of bees a little. Wasps.
You're afraid of bees?
I'm terrifying. No, bees. The insect.
Yeah, I know. It was a joke.
I'm also afraid of bees. Well, I'm also afraid of Bee Place.
Well,
who is it?
I'm not.
We all are. That's why we're here. Yeah, you said that. You are here under threat of being murdered if you didn't show it anyway.
So I do have a side question.
Why is it not a side question?
Being a moderator, what exactly is it that like you do as a moderator?
Oh, that's a very good question to ask, which allows me to go into the next part, because I did become a moderator in February 2017, but I did eventually become a community admin, but like a year later or so. Basically, as a moderator, one of the things you have to do is deal with a lot of ungrateful people who don't like the content creator or feel entitled to something from the content creator and become incredibly rude when they do something negative and are called out on it. That's like your primary job, dealing with a lot of nastiness. Because unfortunately, haters are everywhere. And as a moderator, you are one of the main things shielding the content creator from that negativity, because nobody wants to create content and have to deal with the negativity themselves.
Right.
Because it eats at you. Like, it's not good to have to deal with it yourself. So that's why, like, even I, as a small content creator, prefer to have at least two active moderators. So I know that I don't have to deal with everything myself. Also because, as a content creator, you don't want not just people who are being nasty, but people who are doing something, like, wrong in some way. Like, sometimes people come into a chat and they're like, oh, this chat is dead. Oh, there's so few viewers. Oh, this game is boring. And even if they don't mean that to be offensive, someone has to teach them that it's not appropriate to say in a content creator space, and it's incredibly motivating. And somebody has to teach them, in the process of teaching them, has to deal with the fact that they are gonna break their heart. Like, even if they don't have bad intentions, you're gonna have to break somebody's heart at some point, and they have to obey the rules, and somebody has to tell them the rules, and it's always best if it's not the content creator themselves, because, you know, especially for someone like B, because B is always about promoting positivity and inclusivity, but sometimes you have to step out of that role for a moment and remind people what's acceptable and what isn't. And that's the part where moderators are really important, because moderators can do that instead of the content creator, to let the content creator continue doing their job without interruption. Now, obviously, there's a lot of people who are just negative for the sake of causing harm. Like, without going into details, some people just seek to hurt people. Not necessarily the content creator themselves, but also their viewers. And a moderator, especially in James's position now, has to deal with a lot of that. Right, James?
Yep, unfortunately.
Now, your whole team has to be constantly on the lookout for very nasty stuff being posted to BS Discord and other similar places. Because people just don't enjoy it. There's people out there that don't enjoy seeing others have fun and want to ruin their fun for no reason other than to be bad people.
So, okay, this leads me to my next question. And I don't know if it's just easy over time. I'm assuming that, like, when you have to deal with somebody who's being hateful or dumb or whatever, you have to deal with them in a, let me just say, in the nicest way possible. Like, you can't just be mean back, obviously, right?
No.
So how hard is that to do when somebody's just being outright rude and you have to deal with it in a non-rude fashion?
When someone's being, like, for example, transphobic, we exist in communities like this where there's a zero tolerance policy on that kind of thing. Because if people are going to come to a trans creator community to be transphobic, then obviously they don't belong there. So they get the boot immediately. Like, out you go, immediate ban. There's no there's no point in arguing with them and or explaining things to them. Although obviously there's some people who come to the community and they are a bit uneducated and you can try to educate them, but it's not always productive. And you have to learn to differentiate between someone who has the potential to become a valued community member and someone who clearly has no intention of sticking around and just easier to just remove them immediately.
Right.
At least that's my experience. I assume that James's experience is about the same.
Pretty much.
Because I stopped being a community admin and moderator in September 2019 for personal reasons, because I just didn't have time to deal with the stress anymore. So it's been a while. I haven't moderated for B ever since then. Although some people may have noticed that I do sometimes moderate YouTube comments when other people are not available. But yeah, it's something that you have to decide for every case, but you don't always have the time to decide, so sometimes you just have to ban people or time them out. I mean, on Twitch and Discord these days, because this didn't used to be a thing on Discord before. On Twitch and YouTube and also Discord now, you can just time people out if you think that they just need a little break from whatever they are doing now and give them time to cool down and think about that, what they have done, and maybe they will improve later. So that's a possibility, instead of banning people outright and removing them from the community.
I don't know if I'd be able to do what you guys do.
It's really difficult, trust me. It's really difficult sometimes to like keep you cool and be the bigger person. It's not always possible, so that's what the ban button is for. But if it's doable, just takes a lot of experience, I will say. Because before moderating for me in 2017, I was also a community admin for a different community. Like, I made myself community admin because nobody else would do it. So I did have plenty of experience with moderation before. And that's actually why she probably picked me. Because she saw that I mentioned my experience in my application form. Ironically enough, the people in the community nowadays don't really like me very much. But it's okay. They possibly don't like me because I came up with too many good ideas. And yeah. People don't enjoy being told what to do. Just trust me on this one. It's tough being a leader if you don't have it in you to be like bossy and unquestioning of your own decisions. Yeah. Anyway, I think I talked everything about how I met B. So the next question will be for everyone to answer one by one. What made you stick with B? Rob.
After I met her, I really liked her. She basically became a good friend. So,
she's a friend to everyone.
Yeah.
She likes being friends with everyone, except for the haters. Nah, let's forget about the haters. There are no haters in this podcast, so no more talking about haters. But yeah, she likes being friends with everyone, I think, because she's not... Oh my god, I'm getting ahead of myself here. I'm gonna end up using up your turn to speak about my reasons to stick with her. So go on, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, she's a lot of fun to be around. She's super nice. She's very generous. She, like I said, I said on our podcast that she, well, yeah, it was during Thanksgiving. Like, she believes in me a lot. She believes in a lot of people that they can, like, do better and get what they want and stuff. She's very supportive in that way.
Aw. Very true. Webby.
I mean, I hate to steal Rob's answer, but pretty much the same. Just over the time of working with her and, you know, helping support her and then her helping support everybody else in Distractions Media. And, I mean, kind of like what Rob said about, she's just being very supportive and like uplifting.
Yeah,
like,
I remember talking today. She really took a liking to the Distractions Media crew. Like, she started supporting you guys. Like, before I even knew who you all were. Do I know who you all are right now?
You know who we are right now? Well, I should hope so.
Who are you people?
Me told me to invite you. I have no clue who you are.
There's like 2 to 3 people in Distractions Media I don't know very well, I would say. But I know most of us.
Except I wouldn't feel bad. There's probably people in Distractions Media that I don't know.
You probably have never met Devin.
Yeah, I have never been in the same room as Devin, for sure.
Yeah.
I know who he is, but I have never been in the same room as him. I've been in the same stream as him. I mean, in his stream chat. But we have never like communicated directly. But yeah, my point is, I know that Webby likes supporting people too. And I remember that back in the day, we became very supportive of Distractions Media before she was even part of Distractions Media. I don't remember how she became part of Distractions Media. How did she become part of Distractions Media? I don't remember.
Probably John. Honestly.
Did he invite her?
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing it had to have come down to a vote. We probably all voted on it at some point. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't remember doing that either.
I see.
Listen, I live my life one day at a time, and that's all I can remember.
I mean, there was a meeting when John was like, hey, everybody, let's come together and talk about. And you were like, huh? Is this meeting over yet?
Oh, listen. Listen, we don't need to talk about that night. Remember, this is B's podcast. We have to keep this PG.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
It was, we were literally like 3 minutes into the meeting, and he was like, this meeting is taking so long. Is it over yet?
Yeah.
That's like, we didn't even start yet.
Listen, that was my bad.
And I didn't realize.
What's that?
No. You didn't... Sorry, what did you say? Well, we have to keep this PG. None of you swear, right?
Well, I mean, we can't swear. We shouldn't talk about certain things because, I mean, this is B's podcast. I mean, sometimes we get used to on Simply Unprofessional, which is our podcast. There are no rules. Yeah. You talk about whatever you want, say whatever you want. So.
I have listened to Simply Unprofessional before. Don't worry. I'm not completely.
You have?
In the dark. Yes, I have.
Ah, oh, I would see. I wouldn't have known.
I even listened to the episode where you had to, say something positive about Booster Gold.
Oh, that was rough.
Yeah, I said the name. Right. My bad. I said the name.
I love him so much.
James, listen. I thought I knew you.
I don't even know who he is. He's not Deadpool, therefore I don't care about him.
Good.
I mean, from what Webby has told us, I think we don't need to care about him anyway. I think he's kind of B-list superhero. Not important.
Be better if you didn't care.
Or maybe C-list even. Not even B. No pun intended, by the way. I'm not talking about B. I'm not talking about B the person. I'm talking about the letter B. Just to clarify for the audience. Anyway, so B probably got invited by Sean, which makes sense. What was the question? I just realized
we never said why B wasn't with us today. B is not here because she has returned to her hive to get some honey, and she'll be back soon.
Rob, I literally explained on the start of the podcast, so thank you for the alternative explanation.
No, that was a lie. That was a lie you told. I was telling the truth.
Anyway, Webby, do you have anything to add about what made you stick with me?
No, just her general just caring and niceness and support of others. I mean, those are qualities that I look for in friends, and I mean, that made me want to become friends with her, and we've been friends ever since.
So. Yeah, she certainly is the type that enjoys uplifting people who deserve it. James.
Yes.
What Come on, James, question you know again? What the question is.
what why made did I stick with me? Me?
Yeah.
Because she's forcing me to. Please send help.
I knew that was going to be your answer. I was like,
I will not be surprised.
He's chained to his computer.
I would not be surprised if James was on the threat.
No, I just really liked her content back then when she was doing Minecraft. Then she switched to Roblox. I didn't really like it as much until I started playing Royal High.
Oh,
so looked at it when I started modding her Roblox server as more of a chore than anything. And then
What she did to me.
Then one of her mods was like, here, I'll teach you how to play. And then I quickly passed that person up who had been playing for a couple years.
Well, except for the fact that she never offered that to me. yeah, but you used to watch her... What was her content at the time? Was it mainly survival thing?
Yeah, she was doing Harmony Hollow.
Oh yeah, I remember that. But she also did some PvP on her YouTube, I believe.
Yeah, I didn't really watch many of the PvP ones. Like, I'd occasionally watch through them, like, in the background. I'm just not a big fan of Minecraft PvP.
He said, the DMUC champion of 2021.
No, I wasn't. The only person I killed was you.
Didn't you win the whole thing?
No.
Are you sure about this?
Yeah. Because immediately after I killed you, Avalos murdered me.
Oh, okay. I think I just assumed that because you killed me, you probably won the whole thing.
V was trying to teach me how to use the head thingy. And while I was trying to craft it, I got stabbed in the back.
V and her eye-resting ways. Good times. That was a good stream. Sorry, about the Roblox content. So, did you start playing Roblox out of your own volition, or did she convince you to start playing Roblox?
She kept telling me, you really need to learn how to play Royal High. You might like it.
And she was correct.
Yeah, the main thing I like is because I like collecting things.
Yeah, but you're always complaining about how neglected masculine characters are in Royal High.
Because they are.
Yeah, you're always telling me how there are no good masculine faces, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that could be a subject for a different episode of the podcast.
That's why I've been using pretty much the exact same face ever since I started playing it.
Beatrice, if you're listening to this, at some point we need to talk about Royal High and masculine characters and the lack of options for them in this podcast. Or somewhere else, I don't know. Depends on what you prefer. Anyway, I guess this is my turn to say why I stuck with me after all this time. It's because she pays me well. No. She doesn't pay me.
That's a lie.
Back in the day, I think I just became like, I don't know. I mean, okay. I mean, I can talk about this here, but I know that none of you know. Actually, maybe Rob knows that I didn't really come out as trans until 2018. But obviously I became part of this community in very late 2016. So, I think you can tell immediately how both things connect with each other. Because basically, I became interested in the fact that she was a trans content creator. I did enjoy her content as well, obviously. Otherwise, I wouldn't have stuck around so much. I remember back then she did a lot of variety streams because she was trying to figure out what worked for her and her community, because everything was a bit in flux at the time. No pun intended. She was trying to figure things out. So I wanted to help her, which is also why I became her moderator, why I decided to apply for moderator, because I wanted to help her figure stuff out, because I thought she was a person that deserved it. Because I started to notice really quickly that her style is to be as kind as possible to people, and also really salty at the same time whenever she gets killed in Minecraft PvP and other PvP games. But she constantly trying to uplift people in her community, like trying to get to know them as much as possible, which was easier back then because it was a smaller community. It would be impossible these days. Not that she doesn't try anyway. Like, she does remember, she has become familiarized with a lot of people in her current community as well. It's just more difficult, especially on YouTube, because you know what YouTube chat is like. It's just a constant stream of spam. And every now and then you manage to make out some names in that stream of spam. But back then, things were more chill, so she could actually properly dedicate her time to getting to know people. And that's how she figured out that there was a member in her community that was a weirdo that spoke Spanish and English, obviously. Spanish as a first language and English as a second language. And basically learned English outside of school. I think because she was already interested in learning a second language. But back then, she was debating between French and Spanish, and we all know which one she eventually picked. So yeah, I stuck around because I felt she was a kind person that liked to support others, and I wanted to help her support others. And that's how I became part of her community, and that's why I'm here today. Because so I became her friend, not only her moderator, but eventually became her friend. And every step of the way since then, she's always trying to support me as much as possible behind the scenes with stuff that I'm not comfortable talking about, but has a lot to do with my family and my living situation. And she's always trying to support me as, like, in any way she can. And I would always be deeply grateful for that. Like, the amount of effort she has put into me is unreal. And I don't think anyone else in my life that's not blood family has ever put that much effort into me. And I don't think that's an overstatement. I think it's just true. But yeah. Any questions?
I have zero questions.
Good, but I have to ask that in order to drink some water because I have been talking for too long now.
Well, you're the host.
Yeah, I am the host. It's strange being the host. It feels like I have a lot of power that I have never had before. I could do whatever I want and nobody will be able to stop me.
You're the hostess with the mostest.
Here's a cool question for you. Is there any connection between me and you deciding to do content creation? Although I have a feeling that this question mainly applies to Shane's, because I know that Rob was streaming before and Webby also streamed before. But I would like to also ask you two the same question.
Well, currently, yes. I had been streaming previously before I met B, but then I stopped for a long time. A lot of it was because of internet issues, because I was moving around a lot after my divorce. So there were a lot of places where I didn't have, like, I was on like Wi-Fi and I didn't have the proper internet to stream or anything. So I pretty much stopped. And then I moved in here with Webby, and for almost a year I had good internet, but I still didn't stream. And then B was like, "No, you need to start streaming again." So I was like, fine. And then I started streaming with her, and now I'm up to 2 streaming days a week.
Hang on. To clarify for the audience who may be aware of the inside joke of me divorcing Rob, he doesn't mean that because it's just a joke. But yeah. If you are comfortable with answering this, so that means I met you before you divorced?
Yeah. I think so.
I didn't realize.
Iris, you homewrecker.
Cheers. I have nothing to do with that. Why did I think you were already divorced back then?
It might have been around the same time, because I think it was like in 2017 we got kind of separated, and then the divorce went through in 2018, I'm pretty sure. So it might have been around the time that I met you.
So you stopped streaming in 2018 then?
Yeah. When I first moved out, I had an apartment which had good Wi-Fi. My first apartment was pretty good, and I was there for a little over a year. But then I moved in with some friends. Also, when I moved to the condo with my friends from work, I also streamed a little from there. But then after that, I ended up, because they broke up, because they were a couple, and they broke up. So then they didn't want to have the condo anymore. So then I had to move again. So then I ended up staying with my aunt for a while. And she didn't have, she had okay internet, but it was on Wi-Fi. I couldn't get wired in, so I couldn't really stream. But yeah, because when I was in the condo with my friends from work is when I freaking got the hot sauce in my eye.
Where was this again? Wasn't it last year?
No, it was a couple years ago.
It was a couple years ago.
It was at least 3 years ago, because I've been the host 3 times now and have not done the hot sauce challenge for at least 3 years in a row. So it was about probably 4 years ago when I got the hot sauce in my eye.
So it was in 2018 then? That would be 4 years ago.
Yeah, I guess. Must have been the December of 2018, I guess.
I remember this incident, so there's no way it was in 2019. Because I wasn't around in late 2019, so that's why I know.
Yeah, it must have been 2018. So I must have gotten divorced in 2016. Because I know I lived at least a year in my apartment in the Clockwork building that used to be a clock factory, and then I was almost a year in the condo, so.
I see. So I met you right after your divorce then?
Yep.
I mean, met you. I don't think, this is not my podcast, but I'm going to ask the question anyway. Do you remember me from 2017 at all?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I knew you by a different name you were using back then.
Yes.
I remember us fighting in bed wars a couple times and stuff like that.
What did you think of me back then? It must have been like some weirdo who just enjoyed killing you in Melrose.
I mean, it was fun. I mean, I knew that you were one of these friends, so.
Yeah, I mean, even if we didn't talk directly, because I don't think we ever talked directly until last year, maybe.
No, I think we talked a little bit. Because I remember at first I had a hard time understanding your accent, but I got used to it. But I do remember when I first started talking to you, I was like, what? But then I was like, no, I got it now.
This is a good time to apologize to all of these viewers who are probably extremely confused hearing my accent. And some of them may be thinking it's actually Beatrice talking with an accent. But I am not, trust me. We are completely different people, and I don't understand why some people seem to mistake our voices for each other.
Really?
Strange. Yeah, some people do. I don't know why.
That'd be pretty funny, those people thinking me just doesn't want to. She's like, I'm just pretending to be Iris for this whole podcast because I don't want to talk.
What if B is actually here and I have tricked you into revealing your darkest secrets in front of me? So I don't even need to look at the recording. I'm just listening to your secrets right now. Anyway, Webby?
It's the whole, like, Superman thing now. Have we ever really seen Iris and B together in the same room?
No.
You have.
In the same chat room, but you could just be logging in on a different computer for all I know.
I feel like with the string of questions, I've lost what question we're on.
The question was, what is your connection between B and content creation, basically?
So I streamed very, very little, and I right now I currently don't stream.
But I remember you used to stream every now and then back then, though.
Yeah, but I did the thing that I had recommended to up and coming streamers. I know we talked about this on one of the last SUs we did, about, you know, not getting frustrated when you're streaming, especially early on, only having like a couple viewers here, a couple viewers there or whatever. But that's exactly what happened to me, is I got real frustrated and I just felt like, okay, what's the point? But B has been pushing me to try to start streaming again lately. So I've been putting together and working on a series kind of thing that I'm going to try to stream. I'm trying to organize something that's not necessarily just me hopping on a game and playing the game. It's something that I want to do within a game. It's just involving a little bit of prep work before. And then the only thing that I got to consider after that is what day and time I want to try to stream. So
I see.
But yeah, she's definitely pushed me into trying to get out there and stream. Because I think out of all of the distractions media people, I think I'm one of the few who doesn't have their Twitch affiliate thing yet.
Yeah, so. I know another one that doesn't, but they are not. I mean, I have been told they are not technically part of Distractions Media, but they are a close friend of Distractions Media. So I don't think they are technically part of Distractions Media. I think I was told something like that because of the fact that they are not affiliate, they are not counted in. I'm not sure how much of this I'm allowed to talk here. I may be talking too much.
I'm not sure. But I mean, I know I'm not affiliated, and I don't know. I kind of like the thought of not being affiliated, because then like people like, you know, Rob and whoever else can't just go to my stream and like donate a bunch of bits like I always do. Because then I feel like it's just going to be a bunch of people just doing it to me and me not knowing how to react.
Ah, I see how it is. So you are allowed to support people, but we are not allowed to support you.
Yep, 110%.
Isn't that a bit unfair? Because we also want to give something back.
Yeah, it's not unfair to me.
I also want you to have to listen to Poop Christmas Tree.
Shut that off. That'll be the first thing I shut off.
That and
take those biddies.
Take those
biddies. That's the best part. I come into Distractions Media stream, I just like I look at my bits and I'm like talking about Twitch bits. I'm like, okay, which set of emojis shall I post today for the text to speech to read aloud? I believe that John already knows the answer for last night. I'm not gonna tell you all because you're gonna copy me, but I think it's pretty good, especially since it describes the best experience I had myself in my life. But yeah, Webby, you need to stream. We're gonna support you whether you like it or not.
I am in the process. I'm working on it. Begrudgingly, but I'm working on it.
Because I'm sure that Beatrice is being way more adamant about it than I am. So, James.
Well, I mean, I never streamed until after I met B, and the only reason I did stream is because I was out of work at the time because I got sick with round 2 of COVID. And I was like, I enjoy playing Phasmophobia, so why not just stream it?
Oh. So your first game was actually Phasmophobia?
Yep. Well, I think my first stream was playing on the Minecraft server, but it immediately got muted because all I was listening to was copyright music.
Yeah, well, I expected your first stream to be a Minecraft server stream.
And then I did nothing on Twitch stream-wise for like 6 months.
Then what happened?
And then I streamed Phasmophobia.
So, did B push you to do any of this?
No.
Oh, it was completely on your own.
Yep.
Look at him, the one independent child. I mean, well, I guess Rob and Webby are also independent, although maybe like, not so much.
I'm already actually playing the game, so why not stream it and let others watch me play it and hear me scream?
I mean, I think we already went over this. Rob and Webby are being pushed by B to stream again. Rob is already doing it. So James is actually the independent child. Now decided to stream on their own.
Yep, and now I can't stream.
Yeah, we need to find a solution for that, I feel. There must be some way to fix your laptop. So, when did you become the Sections Media member? I think it was in January? No, it was in December. December last year, wasn't it?
It was shortly after the charity stream last year.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was in December, and I think you were invited alongside Bershi?
Yeah.
I think that's how it went.
Let's see. John no, you messaged me December 7th, 2021 to ask if I'd like to join.
Wow. So, at risk of being kicked out because now you don't stream at all.
But you don't even have a YouTube podcast.
Oh, true, you do YouTube. Okay, never mind. James is not at risk of being kicked out. It's perfectly fine. So the next person is me. Where do I even begin? I will say that B is actually, in good part, the reason I'm a content, like a tiny, very tiny, small content creator. But it wasn't, like, it was a long time ago. It was actually in 2018 that I randomly decided, because, okay, I have to give the whole story, but basically, as a trans person myself, I struggle a lot with my voice. Hi, audience, by the way. I struggle a lot with my voice and trying to accept my voice because I don't really have any options to change my voice at this particular point in time. So I wanted to get more comfortable with my voice and also with my ability to speak English in general, not just my voice, but also my accent and language fluidity. So in very late August 2018, I randomly decided to just do it. With the terrible hardware I had at the time, a headset microphone that made me sound like poop. And I decided to record myself playing Bedwars, of all things. After a few like trials with Hit Community, where I would record without any voice short clips on Minecraft, but I decided to record my first proper Minecraft video with my voice in it. Playing Bedwars for like 40 minutes or something. I was really terrible at editing and I had absolutely no idea what I was doing in terms of content creation, to be honest. I still don't know what I'm doing, but I feel like these days I at least have a better idea of how to make an exciting video and not just me talking, slurring my words for 36 minutes, 5 seconds, according to my YouTube channel. and sounding like garbage because of the microphone I was using at the time. And yeah, that was completely my own initiative. I just decided to do it because the idea occurred to me just randomly. Obviously, I did take some inspiration from V, like a very significant amount of inspiration. I did certainly try to emulate her content to the best of my ability, and that's how I became a very tiny YouTube content creator. I'm not sure if I can call myself a YouTuber because at the time I only had like 100 subscribers. I mean, I started with less than that. Obviously, I had like 10 subscribers from her community. But that's how I started. And I didn't have good internet until this year, in fact. I was on 4G. For the people who don't know what that is, that's mobile data. So
yes.
I used a special router for that. Not a cell phone, but still. So... my connection was really bad, and I had to pay for every gigabyte I used a month. So I didn't have much of an opportunity to stream until this year. It was V who convinced me that my life would be much better if I had proper internet, as in fiber optic, instead of 4G. So stable internet, big bandwidth, and... that's how I became able to stream. She pushed me into streaming, of course. She convinced me that it's something that I could enjoy. And since it's December now, like it's the 20th of December as of this recording, and I started streaming on January this year, I feel like so far I can positively say that she was right. And I do enjoy creating content on Twitch. More so than on YouTube, because I don't have to edit or think about what I'm going to do to have. Things just happen in the moment, and people enjoy keeping me company for some reason. If it's just a handful of people, it's still fun. Because when I'm playing games, sometimes I just don't want to be completely alone, and it's nice to have a few people interested in what I do. Even if I'm notoriously bad at every single game I play, because I'm the kind of person that never gets good at anything.
I doubt that's true.
It is true. Trust me. There's numbers to prove it. I normally just decide, do I feel like chilling in Royal High? Because that's my Roblox game default these days. Do I want to chill in Royal High with viewers, or do I want to play Overwatch? The answer is usually I want to play Overwatch, even if I regret it later. I also streamed Minecraft at some point, which is how this whole thing started, because I was doing Minecraft on YouTube. But it was PvP back then. Just completely lost interest in PvP after October 2019, because just decided I'm never gonna get good at this, and... it's really stressful. There's no point. So from that point, any Minecraft I have done has only ever been survival. Yeah. I do enjoy streaming. I certainly do. And I do intend to continue to stream. And let's see what the next year has in store for me in that regard. So... this is the part where I say thanks to Sean for inviting me to Destructions Media, although I have a feeling it wasn't your idea to begin with. I have a feeling I know whose idea it was. But she's not here to confirm. So... ooh. I don't know. What else would you like to add in terms of me? Like, do you have any questions you would like to bring to the table? Anyone?
No.
Wow. This is why I should have prepared a whole questionnaire in advance instead of trying to improvise on the spot.
I mean, it's fine because we've already gone, what, over an hour?
Has it already?
Yes.
Yes. Actually, wow. I have a good question for you all, because this question is also something I could comment on. We all have seen B grow from being a small Minecraft YouTuber to what she has become now, like a big Royal High content creator. Although generally she's supposed to be a Roblox content creator, it's just that she's mainly known for Royal High, for better or worse. So how do you feel about the whole shift that has happened over the years with her content, from being a Minecraft YouTuber to becoming a Roblox YouTuber?
I'll go first.
Oh, wait a minute. Sure.
I don't know much about either. So there really hasn't been much of a change.
I mean, like, in general, not just the content itself, but also her audience and how she has adapted to the demands of her audience. Demands? That might be putting it too heavily.
All right, I no longer want to go first.
I'll go first. Right.
Shane, so you have something to add?
I will say, to me, she's still just the same old B. I will say I do miss, like, the somewhat smaller community from Minecraft days, because in Twitch chat, if you was a regular, you'd know everybody else that was sitting there chatting, and now it's hard to keep up with who's who. Especially with these kids always changing their Twitch usernames, so you're like, I don't know you. Wait, yes, I do know you.
I give up on both Twitch and her Discord. Like, there's so many messages. I'm just like, how can anyone have a conversation like this?
No,
she'll always be the same B.
I know that Rob remembers what B streams used to be like. And do you know why? I know why I know for sure that Rob knows this. Like, do you want me to tell you why I know this for certain?
Sure.
So if I look on these panels on Twitch, the subs leaderboard, number 3, Bash Triotic, with 45 months subs B.
Oh, right.
Number 2,
where you're going.
Irelicious with 46 months sub. Number 1, Confessor X with 61 months sub. And I would be first if I had become unable to keep being sub for a while in 2020 and 2021. And I am so envious of Rob right now.
I also have the first badge too.
I know, yes, I also do. I know that Webby would also be also probably keeping it to himself, but he probably also wants to dethrone Rob. But the only way he could possibly do that and also dethrone me would be to murder us both. Well, he would also have to murder Patriotic, so yeah. A bit of a difficult task ahead of you, Webby. Well, I'm sure you have considered it.
No, I mean, I'm fine with not being first place in the total amount of months subbed. I gotta leave something for somebody. I'm pretty much first in everything else, so...
It's just that, you don't secretly wish you could actually murder us all and replace us on the sub leaderboard.
No. I mean, put it this way, if I secretly wanted to murder all of you, I mean, Rob wouldn't be on this podcast right now.
Just I'd already be murdered.
Let's be honest, the year hasn't ended yet. We're still the 20th of December. There's a few days before 2022 comes to a close.
I feel like Iris wants me to murder you, Rob.
Anyway, the question is, Rob, it's
on,
like I said,
it's on auto renew, so until my death is resolved, it'll still pay for the thing.
But the point is, you have been sub since B became affiliate. I think she became a partner immediately thereafter. So
yeah, I think so.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I subbed to her way back when we were doing Minecraft together, so it's been a while.
So you have seen how his community has changed from this small Minecraft-focused community to what it has become now. And how do you feel about the changes?
I mean, for her, it's for the better, yeah. Like James, I did like it better when I knew most of the people, because now I'm like, but there, I mean, there are some people too that I pick out that also come to my streams. Like, I don't want to say I, but I do better recognize the people that also come to my streams, like Minty and Sailor Moon and people like that.
yes, good old Sailor Moon, I realize.
Oh yeah, if you're listening to this, hi Ray.
Hi Ray, how's it going? We have to say that it's not our contracts. I'm not sure why. I would certainly add to that you, even with this community that he has, you start to recognize the regulars after a while, because I have had, how many months have I had now? It was, I kind of like properly came back in November last year. So it has been 13 months and you start to recognize the regulars after a while, especially on Twitch. Because, you know, Twitch is not a complete mess of spam and very loud kids yelling all the time like YouTube. So you do have the ability to recognize names after a while and get a sense of what people are like, what their lives are like, depending on what they share and stuff like that. So you certainly do get to identify a certain, like, core audience, especially if you stream yourself like Rob and I do. Sorry, Webby and James, you don't stream right now. But, I mean, I'm sure you can also recognize this. Like, there's a few names that you already know and that you see every time you come to be stream, or my stream, or Rob's stream. No? Webby? James?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, in James's case, I guess it's part of his job description. Like, he has to recognize names. Otherwise, he would be fired. Am I wrong? Or am I right?
You're kind of wrong. The only time I really pay attention to names is when we send out mod/hall monitor applications.
Or when you're trying to give away prizes.
And then I'm like, oh, hey, I've seen this name before in Twitch chat or Discord.
But yeah, you, like we were saying, but how do you feel about this progression from a tiny Minecraft YouTuber to a big Roblox YouTuber? Okay, she will correct me and say, no, I am not big. Okay.
Like, yeah, listen, she is.
You're big enough.
Yeah.
You're big enough.
I agree.
So that's okay. Like, over 200, almost 300 subscribers. Big enough. So, how do you feel about this, Webby?
I'm proud of her.
How do you feel about this, James? Oh, sorry. Do you want to add to that?
That's fine, man. I hope that, you know, all of you guys get that big too. You know, I hope it's just a snowball effect. You know, people who support B will support you, will support Rob, will support James, and everybody as a community, as a whole, just continues to grow. So,
I mean, this is true because we are all a big, dysfunctional, happy family.
I will say it is a very loving community. So.
Yeah. And B likes to promote that. She likes to promote people in her community, supporting other people in the community, like the three of us, four of us, sorry, I was counting myself out for some reason. The four of us here. So, but yeah, I feel like it's certainly been a journey seeing her grow for, like I said, the variety / Minecraft content creator days to what she has become now. I wasn't like directly involved with it. I did encourage her to branch out back in the day when she started doing Roblox in 2018, because I know some people don't believe me when I say it, but she started Roblox in 2018. So I was around, and in fact, my comment is in her first Roblox video ever, which I will link to you. If YouTube hadn't, for some stupid reason, recently decided to remove the ability to sort videos in inverse chronological order. So it will take me a while to scroll all the way to the bottom now. But I was there. So I can actually say, hey, that's me in the comments. I was there. Even under my current channel, in fact. So you can actually see my name attached to that comment. Like my name and my channel, everything.
Back in Iris' stalker era.
I remember that back then she was like really anxious about the Roblox thing, about whether it was like whether it would work out, like if it was worth it, because she obviously had to invest a little into it, like, you know, making an intro, making thumbnails, paying for the music license, and so on. So this stuff doesn't just come for free. You had to make an investment, even if it's just time, there's still an investment involved, and she had to make that investment. I remember, like, in 2019, things didn't go very well for her, like, mentally because of stuff in her life, so she kind of let the Roblox channel fall by the wayside. But I know she eventually took, like, came back to it, and look what has become of it. 278,000 subscribers. She started out under, like, around 1,000 in 2018.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? And I always try to encourage her as much as possible to continue doing what she has done. And I think it has worked out. I'm sure you also have encouraged her every step of her journey. No?
Yes.
None of you encourage her?
I mean, I think we've all done our part. Or, you know, little parts here and there or whatever, but...
I did my best to sabotage her at every turn.
Well...
Oh, did you? Hey, Rob, you were not in some of the early Roblox videos, were you?
I don't think so.
No, because I actually... I know that Lucy was. No, I don't think you were. Why did, for some reason...
I played one Roblox game with her a while ago. It was the one that was kind of like Slender Man. But that was a while ago, and I forgot my login. That's why I'm now not Confessor X instead of Confessor X, because I can't remember the login for Confessor X. And apparently I didn't use the real email.
How long ago was that?
It was a long time ago.
Like years ago?
Yeah.
Okay, so you may actually have played with her back then on her channel. So I may not be entirely wrong. Because I feel like she must have what do you call it? Enlisted somebody from DM for something at some point. I remember she tried to enlist me, but I never gave her a definitive answer, and I feel like part of the reason was that I knew that my internet was too bad for Roblox, and also didn't use Windows at the time. That was also part of the reason. But I can't confirm these days that if I had tried playing Roblox on my terrible internet back then, I would have suffered. I would not have enjoyed it at all. Because every time that my internet is struggling a little bit, Royal High becomes a completely unusable mess. So I think I would not have enjoyed it very much back then. Also, it doesn't help that back then Royal High was very different. Not that I don't have any first-hand experience with that, because when you start out in Royal High these days, you're completely poor. So you're kind of forced to go back to the 2018-style Royal High anyway when you start out these days, so... But I feel like I would not have enjoyed the game very much back then, just in general. Well, from technical difficulties and the shape of the game at the time. Which reminds me, I never actually explained why I started playing Royal High this year. I started playing Royal High this year because I was doing translations for this channel, and I started to get more and more frustrated every time with having to ask her like really specific questions about how Royal High worked in order to be able to do my translations. So one day, I just decided, you know what, I'm gonna play this game myself. I don't care that she wants me to do a video with her later in the month. I'm just gonna do it now. I'm just gonna start playing now. And James knows, because James helped me with some of the Diamond Beach quests, like giving me tips.
Yep.
Also, you saw me in my terrible first outfits. And making fun of me for using wings. But yeah.
And the hideous Dear Dolly heels before the rework.
We don't talk about that here. I could turn this into a whole episode, but I won't. I can't. I can't do that because this is not my podcast. So yeah. Anything else you would like? Oh wait, I didn't actually finish my turn for that question. So I did say that I saw the whole thing, but I never actually expressed my opinion about what has become of this content creation career. And I think I will just have to copy Webby in this case and just say that I'm really proud of her. And I'm really happy that things have worked out. Yeah, there's obviously, not everything is perfect, but she has achieved so many things that she thought at the time were not achievable. So she has proven herself wrong in that sense. And she has achieved many good things. And she has helped a lot of people along the way. Not just us, her friends, but also many of her viewers who want someone to look up to. And she has become that person for many people. And sometimes I see people's comments on YouTube or her chats about B, and it almost drives me to tears, like seeing so like how she has become an inspiration for many people, especially young kids that don't necessarily have a good time at home or in school, especially people who are LGBTQ and don't necessarily have the opportunity to come out, or are struggling to come out, or have just come out. So it's nice to see someone be someone that they can look up to. And I'm proud of her for being someone so important to all of us in our lives. Anything you would like to add?
You know who I think is going to be big with B support? Who's been... do you know who I think is going to be big with B support? Who's been on her pageants, every single pageant? Matilda.
Oh, yes, that's a good point. Poor Matilda. She has grown from being just a regular dog to becoming the star of the pageants. Someday, you should... look into having her join, like, in the flesh.
And Matilda, but B always rigs the pageants to make sure Matilda doesn't win.
I know.
I don't know. Last time you said, like, it was rigged to make sure Stephanie didn't win.
Hi, Stephanie. No, she rigged it to make Stephanie win. Stephanie was about to lose to Melon Cat or Lime Cat, whatever it is. And B quickly ended it as soon as Stephanie got ahead.
I mean, Stephanie still lost, which actually shocked me that last time Stephanie didn't win. People apparently decided to stop favoring her.
I refused to vote for Stephanie in this last pageant after Stephanie beat Matilda.
Yep, same.
Stephanie, if you're hearing this, you know who to murder now. You know,
and then the second pageant on there for the spot in All Stars, Matilda won her round against Matilda's ball. Then B didn't even put Matilda into the final vote.
No, that's because she privately messaged me, and Matilda's now in the All Stars. So it's just
wait, is she?
I mean, maybe.
Well, I'm gonna find out.
Join the private Discord server for the All Stars.
I mean, maybe she has. She don't tell me her life.
Shane, so you know when the All Stars pageant is? People may be interested in knowing that.
At some point next month, I believe B said, if she can get everybody on board for a date.
So it's not decided yet?
Nope.
Well, that's something that the community can be looking forward to as of now. I believe there was a, like, what could you call it? Like, the All-Star submission. What was the point of the submissions for the All-Stars pageant again?
I'm confused by what you mean.
People had to submit OCs for the All-Stars pageant, that's pageant, remember?
Sure.
There's a channel for it. You should know this.
Yes.
It's on the Discord.
One person got the chance to compete with all of the famous people.
Oh, so that's what it is for?
Yeah, All Stars is basically for the Royal High content creators to compete against each other. And now there are going to be just two regular people added in as well.
Ah. So whenever that is, that's something for people to look forward to. And apparently Matilda is going to be there as well.
Well, I know who will have my vote.
Me too.
Matilda.
Yes.
Isn't that nepotism?
Hell yeah.
Plus Irish, she's a good girl.
I mean, true. She's the goodest girl of all.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not being really loud in our ears. But anyway, if you have nothing to add, which apparently you don't, which I'm a bit disappointed, to be honest.
Hey, I'll tell you. Okay, I got something to add. I'm looking forward to being a judge.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be a judge, you and Rob, I believe?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yay.
I'm gonna have to ask you guys if there's like very specific criteria I'm supposed to look for, or if it's just which ones I think look the best.
That they're wearing Royal High items, not using halos.
Oh, you're gonna have to help me.
yeah, that's it.
You're gonna have to scroll through every single submission just to make sure you don't miss anybody, which will be over 1,000 photos you have to look at.
Okay. They're trying to discourage him.
All while getting everybody selected in like 10 minutes time.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I'm not going to know if they're Royal High items or not Royal High items. I will have no clue.
I'm just going to be like, well, James, like I like this one. And James is just going to be like, no, they're wearing a halo. It's like, oh, come on.
I'm going to be honest with y'all, but I was a judge once and I decided very quickly I didn't want to do that ever again.
Well,
unless like James gets hit by a bus and nobody else is available to do his job, that's the only situation where I would step in, because the stress was like incredibly huge, and I really mean it. Like, literally people were screaming in chat trying to get me to hurry up.
Well, you know what? If anybody screams at me in chat to hurry up, they're disqualified.
The worst thing is that he picks you to scroll through the Google Form submissions.
Oh boy.
I have to do that. I did not enjoy it. I really wish I had been given something else.
Why? Why is that worse?
Because half the time they don't have a username or anything on it.
And also, like, browsing through the drive is really clunky. Like, impossible.
Whenever
clunky.
I do it, I just put it on small mode, scroll through until I see something that catches my eye.
But when you are like me,
and I'm like, anything bad in this? Any non-Royal High items? Nope, you're good. You have your name here. Good.
When you are like me, everything catches your eye. That's the problem. So, I guess it's up to Rob and Webby to decide what kind of, like, what the threshold for picking outfits will be. I'm sure you will do a great job, and I'm sure me and Chains will give you a rundown of what you need to do.
And then anybody and that dresses as a rat, I automatically disqualify them.
Okay, yeah. I can remember that.
You don't have to, but rats. I do.
Hey, you've been a judge so longer funny. Than me.
Don't know why anyone would make it the whole thing to do rats in Royal High. Like, unbelievable. Anyway, anything else you want to add?
What if the theme was Ratatouille?
We would never pick that as a theme.
How do you know?
If she did that, then I would be incredibly disappointed. Well, if you have nothing else to add, then I think it would be a good opportunity for you all to promote something about yourselves, content creation-wise.
Oh, I was just going to yell, I'm super gay, but you mean content.
Yes, we know you are gay.
Yeah, well, you know why I'm super gay? Super, you know, impressively gay.
Impressively?
Yeah, impressively.
Wait, what does that even mean?
Listen, don't judge me.
No judgment. Oh, I'm just curious.
I feel so impressed by your gayness, Rob. Oh my god, I mean all of it.
Thank you. At least someone appreciates my gayness. You can find me on Twitter at Confessor_X and on Twitch at twitch.tv/ConfessorX.
What me?
Oh, yeah, I'm around. I got stuff.
Do you want to plug something in?
Maybe? Yeah, okay. You guys can... We have a podcast that I host called Simply Unprofessional. You can Google it. It's pretty much wherever you guys can find podcasts. I will say, if you're listening to this, if you're going to go listen to Simply Unprofessional, it is not always child-friendly. We do strong use of language. And it's not edited. It's just a bunch of us talking about either a topic or just getting sidetracked and having a conversation a lot of the times. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
And cursing against booster gold. Very important
thing yes.
that you forgot to mention.
Yeah, that's been a long-lasting thing. Kind of an ongoing joke, but then I've grown to just hate that character immensely. So
we know. Well, not like that on your you don't want to plug your Twitch, maybe in case you manage to get back to streaming soon.
Yeah, all right, I guess. All right, yeah, you can follow me on Twitch at DMWebby. A lot of you probably already know my Twitch name because I'm always in Beast Chat, and every time I play the Shit Goes Bitty song, I always see everybody screaming my name, and then I see a million pandas, which I love. So,
yeah, James,
you can head to twitter.com/glorious coma, and in my bio, I have a link tree link to it that has all of my social links, such as Twitter, YouTube.
Well, you're going to get banned. You're going to get banned, James.
Yeah. No, they went back get banned on for that decision.
Oh, they changed their minds again?
Yeah, later that night, they reversed the decision.
Geez.
I mean, they may bring it back in a different form, like similar, but hopefully not with, like, punishing people just for having links. I feel like I read somewhere that they're going to keep trying to punish people for dedicating their accounts exclusively to promoting other social media. Well, anyway, James, you also have a TikTok, I believe.
Yep, and it's also linked in my link tree on my Twitter.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, obviously. Everything is in his link tree. And Iris.
That's you.
Calling on yourself like Iris is just going to inflate the thing that people think you're be.
My Twitch is twitch.tv/irelicious. It does not rhyme with delicious. I have been repeatedly told by bees or whatever. But it's spelled like if you merge together Iris and delicious. So Alternatively, you can go to my Twitter, where twitter.com/irreligiousTV, as in television, you know, like in twitch.tv. You can also find more links in my pin tweet. So yeah, that should be all. And I hope you all have a fantastic rest of your day, wherever you are, whenever you are listening to this. We'll catch with you next time. Hopefully Beatrice will be around for the next episode and not having fun without us.
Yeah.
That's our hope.
Come back soon and save us from Iris B, please.
You're afraid of me now. Wow. Anyway, talk to you all later, and that's all for today. So, bye.
Bye.
Bye.